crews were able to quickly extinguish the fire, and there were no injuries or damage to structures. It was started by longtime residents to burn off undergrowth in a ditch, but a sudden change in winds caused it to jump out of bounds and start to spread. Pete Bradshaw with Roaring Fork Fire and Rescue says, despite a relatively wet winter, and with snows just now melting in some areas, conditions are such that a fire can still spread quickly.
No, we didn't see extreme fire behavior yesterday, but it is a reminder that just because it was a snowy winter doesn't mean that we're out of the woods by any means.
The fire also came at a time when resources were stretched a bit thin, as Roaring Fork fire crews were also dealing with a ruptured gas line in a nearby mobile home park. Bradshaw says about 20 people worked on both incidents, most of whom were volunteers. A few other agencies also stepped in to help.
We were able to cover it, but we were maxed, so we had Aspen Ambulance helping us on the east side and Carbondale Fire helping us on the west side in case we got any more calls.
Bradshaw added that a total of four engines responded to the call. I'm Mark Dugan, KDNK News.